This is Love Liverpool Week
with Pete Price.
City Talk 105.9.
Leaving Caldy now, we're going into West Kirby. West Kirby was where I was brought up. West Kirby was where my mum had a little corner shop. West Kirby was where there used to be a pig farm that I worked in my school holidays. West Kirby where I went for music lessons. And as I said before, no restaurants, just a chippy. Now, we've just got all these lovely restaurants. And they rebuilt the lake because the lake was falling apart. Mind you, having said that, it was on the news recently that they might be having a problem with the wall and they need some extra funds to build it. There's been, of course, a lot of talk about a new hotel that wants to be built down at the front of West Kirby. And a lot of residents are up in arms over it, which is sad because it's such a nice place. There used to be a hotel. Many, many years ago, there was a hotel at the end of the railway line. And everybody used to stay there, used to come from Chester. So I think it'd be great to have a hotel again, but it's caused a lot of controversy. It's going to be a boutique hotel, and it's going to be very, very posh. So surely that's going to bring money to West Kirby. Between West Kirby and Hoylake is Mel's Drive. Mel's Drive is on to the Royal Liverpool Golf Club, which, of course, the Open was at last year. And when I was a little boy, I always dreamt about living in Mel's Drive because the houses were just so, so beautiful. Needless to say, a lot of them have been pulled down now and they've got flats. But what a lot of people do come to West Kirby for is for the beach. And the beach, unfortunately, is getting overrun with, once again, this pampas grass. But it is great to come down. You don't go in the lake swimming, you go crabbing, as you do in New Brighton as well. But you don't go swimming in the lake. You can go paddling in the water. We're now in Old West Kirby, which is a little fishing village. And going over the bridge on the right-hand side is West Kirby Sailing Club, which is at the end of the walk. I think we'll go round the lake once and then up the village, because it's worth seeing. This is my look at the Wirral, but of course Chester and Southport and North Wales have all their special places. And we want you to ring in tonight to tell us about these, because every one of you knows where to go, what to do. We want you to come on tonight and sell us your ideas. Tell us why we should come to your town. Tell us why we should go to North Wales, why we should go to Chester. What is there that's so special? That's what we're looking at tonight, because we know Liverpool. Liverpool is the capital of culture. Liverpool is so important right now. But what about the areas beyond Liverpool? West Kirby now is a buzzy place for young people. A lot of movers and shakers come here. And today, full of people who have come down to look at the waterfront, to do some shopping, to go to a restaurant, to spend the time in a wine bar. And here's our famous West Kirby Marina. My memories of this, when I was 12 years old, we'd been to Sunday school. The lake was empty because they were cleaning it out. And I decided with the Nelsons to walk across it. I had to be rescued by the fire service, and my shoes are still in that lake. So I could have been dead. We're now looking along. The West Kirby Baths used to be here. This annoys me, this. We had West Kirby Baths. People said it was unhealthy, and yet doctors used to go there. It was in the sea. It was beautiful. We had Hoylake Baths. They pulled that down. West Kirby Baths. They pulled that down. And as I look over now, many, many people are walking around the lake with prams and their dogs. A lot of Liverpool people about. You can see them. You can just feel the nice day because it's a lovely, lovely day. Everybody's eating ice cream and walking on the prom. At the end by the sailing club, the end of the promenade, there's a lovely story. There's a house made of sandstone. And at the base of the house, there's a turret. And at the base of the turret, there looks like a sandstone dog. And the story is that that dog went out with its master one day for a walk, and its master never came back. And the dog just lay down and went to sleep and never woke up again and turned to stone because they lost his master. And if you go and look, you'll actually see a stone dog. or what appears to be a stone dog.
This is Love Liverpool Week
with Pete Price. City Talk 105.9.
We've just left West Kirby and we're now on Hoylake, and we've come right down on the promenade, and there is this new wind farm, which I actually think is very attractive. People either love them or hate them. I went to school down here. We have this huge beach, and we had, of course, Hoylake Baths, which have been pulled down. My school was over here. We're going in towards Mel's now. If we look right over, we can see New Brighton, and you can actually walk all the way round from Seacombe right round to West Kirby to Hoylake. It's an amazing walk if you ever wanted to do it. So we're now driving along. If you think about the Wirral as a square and think one side of it is the Mersey, one side is the Dee, one side is the Irish Sea, then you've got a map of where you actually are. Now where we are, we can see Crosby going over to Southport, and it looks as if you can walk, and of course you can't, it's very dangerous, but it looks amazing. So we're seeing the industrial side of Liverpool now. We can see the docks with cranes, and what makes this special today is the tide is out, and it looks as if you could walk for miles and miles and miles, but of course you can't because it's very dangerous. Leaving Hoylake now, we're going into Mells, then Morton, then Leeso, then we finish up at New Brighton. If we turn the corner at New Brighton, we eventually finish up by the ferry. Now the ferry has really had a resurgence and is well worth going on. They've cleaned their act up, the staff are extremely friendly, everybody is very obliging, and to go on the river with all the new buildings, to see the Echo Arena is just amazing, absolutely amazing. Just leaving Mells now, or as some people call it here, Meals. Why? Because the word is Mells, but... And the railway arms is being done up yet again. A huge, monstrous-sized pub. This has been done up so many times. Been bought by another brewery and open again. Over the bridge towards Morton, and if we didn't turn left, we'd go to Bidston. Bidston, Birkenhead, then the tunnel. So we've gone right round the Wirral. We started off by Birkenhead Ferry. We've gone right down Eastern Way, right across to Neston, over to Parkgate, down to West Kirby, round to Hoylake, over to Mells, and heading for New Brighton. So we've done the round trip. Well worth coming to have a look at, I promise you. Well worth coming to have a look at. If you're a cyclist, cycle. If you walk, come and have a good walk. Or just get the train and jump stops and discover Liverpool and beyond. Simple as that. Coming towards New Brighton now, the Flora Pavilion. The Flora was the backbone of New Brighton. And thank goodness, a building company took over and has resurrected it, along with a conference centre. And my word, what a wonderful structure. The saddest thing for me is that I was supposed to be topping the bill there this year in pantomime, and it's going to be Sleeping Beauty, if you want to book tickets. But I opted out, and they let me out to go to the Empire to work with Cilla Black. What the Floral has done by building it again and putting a conference centre, they've put some new blood into New Brighton. New Brighton was always a popular place with Liverpool people. So many thousands, not one or two, thousands of people would come across on the ferry or get the train, go to the Tower Ballroom, come down to the baths, because there was a huge swimming bath which once again has gone. So they got rid of three cold water baths, West Kirby, Hoylake and New Brighton. And then the residents started to be funny and didn't want the Scousers back here. But then we've got these walks from Seacombe up to New Brighton. We've got the clubs here, we've got the bars, we've got the restaurants. But we needed some proper lifeblood. And the Floral has done just that. It opens in a few months' time. A lot of shows booked, pantomimes booked, and we've got the conference centre. Hopefully this is going to be the new pulse of New Brighton. Hopefully this will bring New Brighton into the 21st century. And what a magnificent structure it is that's being built. Looking over there, we've got Perch Rock, which has its own exhibition and cafe, and has been there for many, many years, guarding the entrance to the River Mersey. We've got the big long walkways right down the promenade, and also we had the New Brighton show recently, which was very, very popular. Many hundreds of people come here at weekends to bike ride right down to Liso. So we hope that maybe you've enjoyed the little trip. Maybe it's given you food for thought about what is happening across the water, as we called it today. Love Liverpool and beyond. And I'm going to leave the last word with Jay. Jay, you don't really know the Wirral. You tell me what you've thought.
Do you know what? I'll be honest. I honestly never, ever get over here. And I live over on the other side of the water. And I've come round today, and it is like being in a different part of the country. It's like being miles and miles away, and it's there's so much to see and so much to do, and people are taking advantage of it today, as we can see. The weather's nice, there's loads of people out and about. But it is, it's fantastic, and if you've never been over, just get yourself over and just have a look at what's going on, because it is great, and I'm going to come more often now. So thank you for my little trip.
So we want to hear from you. 0151 708 1059. Tell us where you live, why we should come and see it, what's special, because you're the ones that know the hidden treasures. You're the ones that know the little things to see that we know nothing about. That's what tonight is. It's called Liverpool and Beyond. It's our week at Love Liverpool, but we want to hear you tell us your stories. Why do you love where you live?
This is Love Liverpool Week.
The heritage.
The culture.
The secrets.
And the future. Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price. It's your city.
So have your say.
Love Liverpool Week.
With Pete Price.
City Talk 105.9.